When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift.
Hi, this is Randall Battenkoff, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online. Today we're going to be talking about my new movie, 37, A Final Promise, which is in theaters now, here in L.A. and in New York at the Village East, and on VOD everywhere. Please check it out.
Hey, and welcome, everyone. This is Michelle with Variety Radio Online. And today, I have with me Randall Battenkoff, and we are talking about his new movie, 37, A Final Promise. Welcome, Randall.
Thank you, Michelle. Nice to be here.
So, first I'd love for you to start out with telling our listeners a little bit about the movie.
Sure. Well, the movie is called 37, A Final Promise, and it's the story of rocker Adam Webb, who has made a plan to kill himself on his 37th birthday. And 12 weeks before his expiration date, he meets and falls in love with a woman, played by Scottie Thompson, who forces him to reconsider things. She has a dark secret of her own. And that's pretty much the movie. So it's his journey, basically his impending suicide based on past experience. I don't want to give away the movie, but basically he's been tormented by something his entire life that has led him to make this decision. And as he's about to do that and basically end his life, he meets somebody who, you know, makes him rethink, really, is kind of it. And that's pretty much the movie.
Now, this movie, or you got the script or the story, it's based on a true story, correct?
Yes, it is.
How did you come about this storyline or this script? Because, you know, true stories out there often aren't necessarily always put in as scripts.
Correct. Well, I actually know the guy. I met him about 12 years ago, Guy Blues. And he's a rock singer in a band, and I saw him and met him, and I was intrigued with the 37 tattooed on his body, and I asked him what it stood for, and he told me it was how old he was going to be when he died. And I asked him how he knew that, and then he told me that that was the age at which he was going to kill himself. And that basically began what became a friendship. I sort of learned more about him and his past, and the story just got more and more interesting. I lost touch with him for a while, and then, you know, the details of what happened with his girlfriend were pretty just captivating and just compelling, and I just felt, wow, this is an incredible love story that needs to be told. And so he and I collaborated on the script for a bunch of years, and that's how it all sort of began.
That's very exciting. Now, this is your first time, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're doing a little bit of everything for this one. You're directing, you helped write it, you're producing it, and you're the star. So how was it juggling all of that and pulling this off? What was your biggest challenge with that?
Yeah, it was tricky. I mean, wearing all those hats is definitely very tricky. I say it's a great recipe for losing 15 pounds. It's very stressful. I don't really recommend it. We had a very small budget, and I really wanted it to tell the story. I couldn't get the actors, the main actor that I wanted to play the part. So basically, sort of by default, I ended up taking the part on, and it was such an amazing acting opportunity. And I knew the role so well, I figured, hey, you know what? I spent the last 35 years of my life working as an actor, and here's an opportunity. I decided I'm going to do it, and it was complicated. It was tough. It was a tough shoot. We did it in 17 days on a shoestring budget, and we got it done. And it's I had amazing actors working with me. Scotty,
you had the great crew.
Great. Scotty Thompson was, unbelievable as Gemma. Bruce Davison is always amazing. Trisha Helfer was wonderful as the sister. Kate Nauta, Scott Wolf, Leon Robinson, Chavo from System of a Down. We had a real rock and roll star in the movie playing himself. Michael Sutton from General Hospital. Marcos Ferreyes de la Cruz. I mean, it was really just an amazing cast came together. Everybody was really sort of captivated by this story. It was very moving. And, in light of the passing of, yet another great legend, this is a very important story, this suicide and depression and how people, what people do. And so it's very intense.
It's a very intense, it's a very tough, no matter where you are in your life. I can contribute. I just had a friend, not even 4 or 5 months ago, shoot herself in front of her husband.
Oh my God. Sorry. It's horrible.
It is. And, we knew she had depression. And as you said, we all struggle with that. But also you have the aftermath of it also, of everybody being angry and what happened and what did everybody do wrong. So there's so much emotion when it comes around depression. So talking about depression and suicide, you were close to the writer, to the storyline. Do you feel like, did you do any other kind of research to kind of prep? Because that has to be an emotional toll. So did you do anything outside of just knowing him to kind of prep for taking on that emotional burden of doing this kind
of thing? Sure. I mean, I think we all have our own sort of demons that we struggle with, our own histories that so we can relate to, the darkest moments in our own lives and, like you could draw from that, and I think you got to mine all of the pain that you've sort of experienced in your own life. And of course, we have the luxury of our incredible imaginations to enhance it even further. So, yeah, I mean, this guy is basically suffering from his sense of guilt over the death of his brother, and so that has basically been the determining factor when you get to the bottom of it. You do something like that, it basically can completely destroy your life. And I think most people who are depressed and mentally ill have several sort of moments in their lives that probably lead to that, whether it's the loss of a brother or a parent or a loved one or guilt over something that happened, an event. I mean, that's what it is. And, that's sort of clearly what the real guy dealt with, and we're able to find that story. So at the end of the day, it becomes a real love story. It's the relationship between him and his deceased brother, and his newfound admiration and fondness for this woman who somehow is able to seep in to the pain and help him, re-experience it and through different set of eyes, so it's all very interesting. There's a lot of psychology in it,
It seems like a very strong drama, and also seems very true to reality too, that we can't hide in a superhero world all the time, which I'm truly a geek, but it's nice to have a touch of love and romance and some true thriller of drama out there that is real, because we all face it, like you said. So
right.
Thank you.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Audiences have been.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Going to say the audiences have been really responding in a very it's an impacting way. We had a screening last night at the SAG for the SAG Foundation, and just the actors. Just to see the movie in front of a group of actors was amazing. They totally were responding to all these little moments, these comedic moments throughout the movie too, that I hadn't really seen an audience get before. That was pretty amazing. And then just they were very touched by the movie. And it's amazing how the movie impacts people differently. Everybody comes at it from a different way, but most people have experienced loss, in their lives, and this movie really, talks to that loss and that pain, and you know, really it opens up a conversation about some pretty heavy duty issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, end of life issues that we don't really get a chance to think about or confront very often. And usually when we do, it's sort of too late, or so it's kind of nice to get you thinking a little bit about like the really serious issues that we don't ever want to deal with, like death, you know.
Right.
And most people don't want to tackle that, but we did. We tackled it head on, and we tried to do it in a very poetic way, in a way that sort of made it accessible to the public. So I think we actually managed to do that. People seem to really like the movie in spite of its heaviness.
Well, I have kudos for you. I've already talked to a true fan of yours. His name would be Bruce Davison.
Oh, man.
He,
I love Bruce.
He loves you, too. And let me tell you, he really raved on your conquering this movie and everything that you did from all the different leadership roles. He was very supportive and positive, and I just want to give you a shout-out. That was just amazing what he said for you. So.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I couldn't have done it without the likes of Bruce and a great, great cast and a great crew, you know. Everybody really poured their heart and souls into it, and, you know, it's a team effort. And I was committed to telling the story, getting it done. And, you know, there's a lot of luck involved, too. You know, things came together when they needed to. And, you know, Bruce Davison, as I say, you know, that guy, whatever he does is just is sensational. And he's
a little,
this part he just brings to life and just adds so much to this movie. It's awesome.
So I have to, we'll lighten it up a little. I said, well, Bruce, I said, if I have one question for Randall, what would it be? And he said, this is hilarious. He goes, ask him where the fuck he gets all his energy and enthusiasm for this.
That's funny. That's classic Bruce. I don't, you know, that's a great question.
Right. Yeah,
that's a great question. You know,
where did you draw on because it is a depressing subject? So where did you draw that energy to get excited to keep going, and how did you get that positive spin in there to keep going and pull it off?
Well, you know, when you got 100 people showing up, you know, everybody's looking at you. You got to come up with something. You got to just move. You know, you don't really have a chance to think too much. You got to just keep moving forward. You know, the clock's ticking and the bank account's dwindling. So you got. I mean, you got to make stuff happen, or else, you know, you're going to be sort of standing there without a movie. So there was that, and also one of my producers, actually the same guy who the story's about, threatened to blow his brains out, shockingly, unless I made the movie by a certain date. So that also added a little bit of
pressure.
Yeah. And I believed it. You know, whether it was he was going to really do it or not, I'm not sure, but I believed it. I guess there was part of me wanted to believe it because it's hard, so hard, and it's a daunting thing to consider really making a movie. I can't believe so many movies get made, and now that I've actually gone through the process from beginning to end, you know, I just, it's a crazy amount of work, and every little detail, every little scene, every sound, every little, you know, things you never would consider even thinking about, you know, is part of the process. So it was pretty cool for me. I have a new appreciation for film and what goes into it. And I, you know, might take my hat off to the people who make movies, because it's a labor of love. And the one thing I learned is you better like your movie, because you're going to watch it about 300 times. So luckily I haven't gotten sick of this story yet, but you know, I just learned so much doing it.
Well, you've had a wonderful career, and now, you know, I'll have to say I'm excited for you that you've got to experience other angles, because not all actors want to or get to have that opportunity. So congratulations there to achieve something that was this big, to pull it all
off.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Now, it opens, I believe, several spots. And can you tell our listeners when it's opening and when they can capture it? Yeah.
Sure. Well, it opened this past weekend in Los Angeles at the Lemley Music Hall, which is 9036 Wilshire at Wilshire and Doheny. And we're open until Thursday, so it's only there for three more nights. And then we're opening at the Village East in New York on the 15th of August, and we're playing for a week there at 7:30 and 9:45. And it's available on iTunes, Amazon, and on all VOD outlets. So, you know, Time Warner, Cox, etc. Mm-hmm. There's a few film festivals I'm getting calls from that want to play it as well, and I probably will because it's so great to see it on the big screen.
Very cool.
But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So now that you've conquered this, do you have anything else going on that you can share with your fans and your listeners?
I actually have a very different story that I've been working on for a long time. It's a story about an overweight kid who finds a genie bottle. So it's sort of like a family fantasy movie that I wrote a bunch of years ago, and I've got a few people interested in that. I have another heavy drama that I'm also looking at that I wrote. Just kind of sort of still working on the script. And, yeah, there are a few other acting parts that are sort of in the ether, nothing definitive yet, so.
Well, congratulations so far, and of course we'll let our listeners know and make sure they have all the connections to be able to access what they can for 37.
That's great. Yeah, they can go to the website too, just www.37afinalpromise.com or 37afinalpromise. I think it's / on Facebook. You can just find us on Facebook, and you can get all the latest news on the movie.
Okay, so we'll make sure we put those links with our interview here. Yeah.
Great.
So I want to take just a moment here to give a shout-out to Robin Williams' family, all the listeners and fans across the world. Love you guys. We're thinking of you. And because this subject is true to obviously Randall's heart and mine right now, I also want to give the National Hotline for Depression and Suicide out there for our listeners. So you guys, if you are struggling with anything and you want to talk to someone and you can't talk to a family, I truly encourage you to make a call and just talk. And that's the first step, is just reaching out. So that National Hotline for support for you guys is 1-800-273-8255. Again, 1-800-273-8255. Randall, anything else you want to add to listeners in case that is in there, since you've just had experience also?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that you've got to, persevere. You got to find something to hold on to, something that can give you some meaning. And I say that, the key is to look for things outside of yourself, whether it's, a friend, because people need you, people love you, people care, people are there for you. And the trick is to stay in the game somehow, because I really do feel that the clouds do part at some point, and if you can stay in it, you'll find meaning where you think there is none. So my heart goes out to Robin's family and his friends and the world. We have lost just an amazing person, and it's so sad. So
tough day in Hollywood, or
tough
few days in West Coast, so all in around the world. So
sure.
So anyway, thank you so much, Randall, for one again,
my
congratulations
pleasure.
For getting this out there and taking the time to talk to us, and hope we can support you as much as we can. And
thank you, Michelle.
Get out there
thank
for
you.
The viewers. Yeah, you bet.
Awesome.
Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even...